One of the questions we get asked is, why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? You will say, obviously not. God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. In fact, He knows our needs better than we ourselves know our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? I need to convince God to be generous towards me? Of course not. God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. God does not need any convincing. Then the question is, then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's a scholar in Qum by the name of Ayatollah Tahriri. He's a student of the student of Allama Tabatabai. He's written a commentary on the Munajat of Sha'baniya. In there he says something beautiful. He says the purpose of making dua is not to convince Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God is not moved by our supplications. There are no changes that happen within God because such changes are not possible in the holy essence of God. Rather, he says, it is the supplicant who, on account of making dua to God, creates within himself the existential capability to receive the mercy of God. Let me put it in easier terms for us. We're not trying to convince Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He needs to have mercy upon us. We're trying to convince ourselves that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment that realization comes about to be, that's when we get that existential capability, and that makes us deserving of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when we recite the dua of Kumail, remember my brothers and sisters, the dua is a journey of realizations. It's very important that we understand the supplications that we recite, because it is through reciting that supplication that realizations come about within us. Not only mental realizations, but experiential realizations. Not only do we know that we need God, we begin to experience and feel in our hearts that indeed we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example that our scholars give is they say, when a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, he should not blame the ocean that the ocean only gave him 4 liters of water. The ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem, and it's a poem that illustrates the point that I'm making. He says, Har jo dardi davo anjoravad. Wherever there is pain, that is where you'll find the medicine to go. Har khujo faqri navo anjoravad. Wherever there is poverty, that is where the wealth will go. Har khujo mushkil javob anjoravad. Har khujo kashti ob anjoravad. Right? Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, wherever there is an ark, that's where the water will come. And then he comes to the peak of his poem and he says, Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz bala va pas. Right? So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Instead of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, create that capacity within you. Bring about that realization within you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.